From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Residents of Syria's battered city of Aleppo is facing a worsening food and medical shortage Monday as Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel-held areas in defiance of international concern. A fresh wave of airstrikes hit the city's opposition-controlled east from dawn on Monday, and on the morning after, Moscow and Damascus were repeatedly accused of war crimes at the UN Security Council. The emergency council meeting called by Britain, France, and the United States saw Russia accused of barbarism over the worsening carnage in Aleppo. Yet the worst violence to hit the city in years continued Monday, and residents warned that stores of food and vital medical supplies were dwindling to nothing. A final peace agreement between Colombia's government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed today. It brings an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. This is the Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos. He says the peace process began almost 6 years ago, and it was often difficult to imagine this result, but there was always a clear objective. Meanwhile, 16 heads of state and two dozen foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, are expected to be at the signing ceremony. China has said fighter planes for the first time over a strait near Japan. It comes as the two governments have both made the claim Monday after Tokyo announced that it may patrol alongside the U.S. in the disputed South China Sea. More than 40 Chinese military aircraft Sunday traversed the Miyako Strait between Japan's Miyako and Okinawa Islands. You're listening to VOA News. There are three U.S. presidential debates before the November national election, and the first one comes at 1 hour Universal Time Tuesday. The Voice of America will have complete coverage. You could check our website at voanews.com for details. The debate will be between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump and may draw, by some estimates, 100 million viewers. The stakes for both contenders are enormous, and viewers will not only be paying attention to what is said, but how it's said and how the candidates react to one another. Again, that comes at 1 hour Universal Time, and VOA will have complete coverage. You can check our website at voanews.com. A Mexican judge could rule Monday whether Joaquin El Chapo Guzman can be extradited to the United States, but the drug kingpin's lawyers vow to appeal if he loses. One of his lawyers said that the Sinaloa drug cartel leader was very serene as he awaits for a decision by a court in Mexico City. French President François Hollande said on a visit to the port of Calais Monday that the sprawling jungle migrant camp would be definitely dismantled under a plan to relocate the migrants to centers around the country. Hollande, on his first visit to Calais as president, also called on British authorities to play their part in assisting the migrants, most of whom have their hearts set on reaching England. Between 7,000 and 10,000 migrants, many from Sudan and Afghanistan, are currently living in the jungle as a launch pad for their attempts to stow away on lorries heading across the channel to Britain. Superstar American golfer Arnold Palmer has died. Palmer was part of the so-called Big Three of golf along with Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player. Palmer spoke recently about their special relationship.
It was pretty tense. It was we were all good friends, and we wanted to beat each other. And that was certainly one of the great things about it. It was a relationship that is still going on, and I feel very fortunate to have Jack and Gary as friends. And of course, it's a three-way deal, and it's lasted a lot of years.
The 87-year-old Palmer died Sunday of heart complications. He was ranked among the most important figures in golf history with 7 major championships and 62 PGA Tour wins. A Japanese bullet train was forced to make an emergency stop Monday after a snake was found slithering between the seats, according to local media. A passenger spotted the 30-centimeter serpent poking between a gap in the seats, prompting the train traveling between Tokyo and Hiroshima to stop and allow police to capture before slithering away. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.